Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, December 27th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Over the holiday weekend, Twitter temporarily removed the hashtag There Is Help feature that promoted safety resources, like promoting suicide prevention hotlines, to users searching for specific content. Reuters sources say CEO Elon Musk ordered its initial removal, with head of trust and safety Ella Irwin saying it was temporary for fixing relevance, optimizing the size of the message prompts, and correcting outdated prompts. The feature for suicide prevention was restored as of December 24th, but it's unclear if it's been restored for all previous categories. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission unanimously voted to order MasterCard to provide competitors with customer account information needed to process debit payments. Previously, both Visa and MasterCard used so-called tokenization technology to provide unique one-time use numbers to validate a customer's identity, which blocked the use of competing card networks since they didn't know what the token stood for. The Dodd-Frank Act requires banks to enable at least two unaffiliated networks on every debit card. Baidu began offering driverless robo-taxi service in Wuhan since August, but initially it limited rides to a window of 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's now expanding this to 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., meaning rides can occur at night. Baidu now expects its robo-taxi service area in the city to cover 1 million customers. Tencent joined the open-source processor architecture group RISC-V International. Of the group's premier members, 52% are now from China, including Alibaba Cloud, Huawei, and ZTE. With tighter technology export rules from the U.S., the open-source RISC-V architecture may provide a long-term alternative to proprietary Intel and ARM standards. Kyocera plans to invest 1.3 trillion yen, about 9.78 billion U.S. dollars, into semiconductor production, capital, and research over the next 3 years, doubling its previous 3 years of investment in the space. This will include building its first new domestic plant in Japan in roughly 20 years and expanding production in Vietnam. According to data from the China Academy of Information and Communications Technology, smartphone shipments in the country fell 22% on the year over the first 10 months of 2022, down to 214.5 million units. In October specifically, shipments decreased 27.2% on the year to 23.8 million units. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo expects Apple to ship a new iPad mini in late 2023 or early 2024, upgrading the SoC but keeping the overall design. Kuo does not expect Apple to replace the mini with a foldable iPad until at least after 2025, saying this would have a markedly higher price. The Wall Street Journal reports that, according to Sensor Tower Analytics, the shopping app Temu was the most downloaded app in the U.S. from November 1st through December 14th. The app is made by the Chinese e-commerce giant Pinduoduo and launched in the U.S. back in September. According to Stack Overflow's 2022 developer survey, developers primarily using Linux increased for the fifth consecutive year, up to 39.89% for professional use, second to Windows with 48.82%, and ahead of macOS with 32.97% for the second consecutive year. While it still came in last, BSD also showed increased usage in the survey, up from 0.18% in 2021 to 1.03% in 2022. With the launch of the second-gen Nest Hub early last year, Google said its sleep sensing feature would be free through 2022 and then transition into a paid feature. Now, Google updated the Nest Hub product page to say that sleep sensing will be free through 2023 and then integrate into Fitbit Premium in 2024. Google rolled out support to use its Google Illustration tool in Google Contacts. The company introduced illustrations last year, letting you create a customizable profile pic from a series of stock illustrations. TSMC began mass production of its 3-nanometer chip-making process in Taiwan. Its first 3-nanometer chips will reportedly ship to Apple as the M2 Pro and Max in 2023. TSMC plans to eventually produce 3-nanometer chips at its chip fab under construction in Arizona. OnePlus previously announced its flagship OnePlus 11 phone would launch globally on February 7th. The company now says it will debut in China on January 4th. And finally, a Microsoft senior product manager tweeted out, "Notepad in Windows 11 now has tabs." The tweet included a picture of a tabbed version of what appeared to be an early test build with the unheeded warning, "Confidential, don't discuss features or take screenshots." So, 0 for 2. The account deleted the tweet a few minutes later. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, Dallas. Tired of battling the mighty pollen? We've got your back. Aspire Allergy and Sinus offers lasting allergy relief so you can chuck those temporary fixes and savor that sweet, sweet taste of victory over pollen. With same-day results and tailor-made treatment plans, we've turned the tables on allergies. Aspire patients enjoy relief that lasts for years. Schedule your appointment today at aspireallergy.com. Turn your daily sneeze-a-thon into a breeze with Aspire Allergy and Sinus. Go to aspireallergy.com.